Israelis praise Trump at huge rally ahead of expected hostage release by Hamas in Gaza. Hamas presses Israel to free prominent prisoners as part of Gaza deal. Afghan Taliban confirm retaliatory border attacks on Pakistan. Academy Award-winning actress Diane Keaton dies aged 79. Trump directs Pentagon to use all available funds to pay troops during shutdown. Biden receiving radiation therapy for prostate cancer. Indian student captured by Ukraine joined Russian army to avoid drug charges, says mother. Drone strike in besieged Sudan city kills dozens. We're grateful for what Trump is doing for peace, Nobel winner tells BBC. Anger after female journalists excluded from Afghan embassy event in India. Watch. North Korea shows off huge missile at military parade. No survivors found after Tennessee explosives plant blast. Mexico floods leave at least 27 dead and more missing. Denmark to boost Arctic defense with new ships, jets, and HQ. 4 killed in mass shooting after Mississippi football game. Rare wildflowers blanket Atacama Desert. Melania Trump says she has open communication channel with Putin about Ukrainian children. We are inventing captivity medicine. Hospital prepares for freed Israeli hostages. South Africa debates changing name of world-famous Kruger Park. How the autumn climbing season turned deadly in the Himalayas. K-pop Demon Hunters directors on Oscar chances and a possible sequel. It's going to be really bad. Fears over AI bubble bursting grow in Silicon Valley. What does wording of Gaza ceasefire agreement tell us? They treated us like animals. Inside the epicenter of deportations in New York City, can the world's oldest president keep his title and woo a nation of young voters? Watch. North Korea shows off huge missile at military parade. Watch how Trump's relationships helped pull off a Gaza deal. Hostage families celebrate in Tel Aviv after Gaza breakthrough. Scenes of joy in Gaza after Trump's announcement. How South Korea is using a holographic cop to fight crime. Pilar Vidal on her sexual experiences. With penetration, I don't feel anything. Australia considering critical minerals deal with US, The Age reports. Iran says it is open to a fair, balanced US nuclear proposal. U.S. threatens visa restrictions, sanctions against U.N. members that back IMO emissions plan. Factbox, deadly industrial accidents in the United States century. U.S. eases some penalties tied to foreign-built ships, toughens others. Brazil to begin construction on TikTok data center in 6 months. Minister says Trump tariff threat pushes oil to 5-month low. Pemex overhauling multiple units at Deer Park, Texas, refinery. Sources say Keystone XL pipeline could play part in tighter U.S.-Canada ties, Carney says. Trump names Dan Scavino to lead White House personnel office. Warner Bros. Rebuffs Paramount takeover approach, Bloomberg News reports. Russian stocks lower at close of trade, MOX, Russia index unchanged. Bill Gates, PAHO consider ways to bring weight loss drugs to lower-income countries. ICMI, Trump to impose 100% tariff on China starting November 1st. India's Modi meets Qualcomm CEO, discusses AI and innovation. This sector remains unfavored by investors despite strong fundamentals, says UBS. Is this US-China sell-off a buy? A top Wall Street voice weighs in. US consumer sentiment steady in October, but labor market worries persist. Consumer sentiment little changed in October, University of Michigan survey. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index slightly dips, remains close to forecast. Instant view, Canada's economy adds 60,400 jobs in September. Brazil's producer price index falls 0.20% in August. Italy industry output plunges in August as economy struggles. France's political uncertainty hitting confidence and growth. Villeroy says Italian industrial output slumps 2.4% in August, far worse than expected. Malaysia says removing chip tariff exemption could harm competitiveness, U.S. supply chains.